The ninth hour of prayer, this blessed day, is offered to Christ my King and God, beseeching him to forgive my many sins. From the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, for he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O kindreds of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness, tremble before him all the earth, saying among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the wood will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Alleluia. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of gods be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Afar goes before him, burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world, the earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. Let all be put to shame who serve carved images, who boast of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are most high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Alleluia. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of a psalm, with trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth, with righteousness he shall judge the world, and the peoples with equity. Alleluia. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. And Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You are to them God who forgives, though you took vengeance on their deeds. Exalt the Lord our God, worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Alleluia. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. Alleluia. I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Only I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. Alleluia. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteer in the day of your power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore he shall lift up the head. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and righteousness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. the pains of death encompassed me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Alleluia. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Alleluia. Holy, 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 the holy gospel according to St. Luke. The evangelist, the apostle, pure disciple, his blessing be with us all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the living God, unto whom is due glory forever. Amen. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. When the day began to wear away, the 12 came and said to him, send the multitude away that they may go into the surrounding towns and country and lodge and get provisions, for we are in a deserted place here. But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish unless we go and buy food for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down in groups of 50. And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke them and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them. Glory be to God forever. Amen. We worship you, my Lord Jesus, we worship you, the good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. Have mercy upon us. Amen. O Lord, who tasted death in the flesh at the 9th hour for our sake, as sinners put to death our carnal desires, O Christ our God, and deliver us. Let my supplication draw close to you, O Lord, according to your word, give me understanding. Let my prayer come before you and revive me according to your word. O Lord, who commended your spirit into the hands of the Father when you were crucified at the 9th hour, and led the thief who was crucified with you into paradise, do not neglect me, O good one, nor reject me, I who am lost. Rather, sanctify my soul, enlighten my understanding, and allow me to partake of the grace of your life-giving sacraments, so that when I taste your goodness, I may offer you praise without lukewarmness, longing for your glory above all things. O Christ, O God, and save us. Amen. O righteous Lord, who was born of the Virgin and endured crucifixion for our sake, you conquered death through your death and manifested resurrection through your resurrection. O Lord, do not turn your face away from those whom you have created with your own hands, but manifest your love toward mankind, O good one. Accept the intercession of your mother on our behalf. O Savior, save us, a humble people. Do not forsake us, nor deliver us eternally into the hands of our enemies. Do not revoke your covenant, nor take away your mercy from us. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your saint. Christos aeonaston aeonon. Amen. When the thief saw the Prince of Life hanging on the cross, he said, "Had not the one crucified with us been God incarnate, the sun would not have hidden its rays, nor would the earth have quaked and trembled in fear. But, O Almighty One who endures everything, remember me, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom." Lux abatri ke euke agium nemati. O Lord, who accepted the confession of the thief on the cross, accept us also unto you, O good one, even though we indeed justly deserve the condemnation of death as the due reward of our sins. We acknowledge and confess our sins with the thief, proclaiming and testifying to your divinity, saying, "Remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom." Amen. When the mother saw the Lamb and the Shepherd, the Savior of the world, hanging on the cross, she said as she wept, "As for the world, let it rejoice in receiving salvation. But as for me, my inward parts are burning with pain within me when I behold your crucifixion, which you are patiently enduring for the sake of all, O my Son and my God." O God, the Father, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whose manifestation you saved and delivered us from the captivity of the enemy, we implore you in his great and blessed name to turn our minds away from worldly cares and carnal desires to the remembrance of your heavenly judgments. Fulfill in us your love for mankind, O good Father. Let our praise at this ninth hour and at all times be favorably accepted before you. Grant us to have a walk worthy of the calling with which we were called, so that when we depart from this body, we may be counted among the true worshippers, worthy of the passion of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and so that we may attain mercy, forgiveness, and salvation with the elect saints who truly pleased you since the beginning until the end of time. Lord, abolish all the power of the adversary and all his evil hosts, even as your only begotten Son had trampled on them by the power of his life-given cross. Accept us unto you, O our Lord Jesus Christ, as you accepted the thief on your right while you were hanging on the cross. Cause your light to shine upon us as you shone upon those who were dwelling in the darkness of Hades. Restore us all to paradise, for you, our Lord, are the blessed God, unto whom is due glory and honor and might and power and worship, together with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator. Have mercy upon us, O God, our Savior. Have mercy upon